Shares. Market.
The S&P.
The ASX.
Stocks.
This is Motley Fool Money.
Welcome to Motley Fool Money, the Money Hacks Edition, our short weekly check-in on how you can make the most of your money. I'm Scott Phillips, and with me as always is Dr. Anirban Mahanty. Now, Doc, we had the good folks at Triple M ask their listeners over the last couple of weeks for the ideas they want us to cover in this Money Hacks short edition of our podcast. Our longer one's on Friday, so if you're listening for the first time, check us in on Friday. In the meantime, mate, one of the biggest ones that was asked was a very simple but also very difficult and valuable question, which is, how to save, or other people asked, how to save for a house. Now, money in the bank, saving, kind of feels straightforward, but there's some tips and tricks. Tell us a couple.
So number one, saving is, you know, you have to actively save, right? Because if you do not actively save, that money is going to disappear because it's easy to spend the money on something else. So number one is actively save. Number two is, you know, actually nowadays it's really hard because your savings account is probably paying you like 0.5, right? Because those rates drop very quickly with the rate cuts. But if you are willing to lock your money, because, you know, you probably think that, you know, if I have to save, like for $1 million house, which is like the average price now, if you're going to save $100K for that, it's going to take some time. Then you probably want to put that money into, you know, and you can gradually add to it. You probably want to save it in some sort of higher interest paying account, which could, you know, you might make a bunch of rolling term deposits where you maybe lock your money out for, like, you know, 6 months and get a higher, or 5 months. And I've seen some 5 month deals which pay, you know, somewhere around 2%. So something like that would work you know, get something for your money. And, you know, while they say I would not leave it in an account doing nothing. So I'll try to get something out of it. Those are the things that I did when we were looking to buy, is, you know, basically try to save as much as you can and find a place which can give you, in short order, some interest.
Yep, great advice. I'll add to that. Make sure your saving is automated. Make sure you have some way of regularly saving. Don't rely on it being some money left over at the end of the week, end of the fortnight, end of the month. Pay yourself first is the very, very best advice. If it's not there, you won't miss it. And if you do miss it, at least you'll feel a little bit of pain and you'll hopefully either change your spending, or you'll actually revisit how much you can afford to save. But either way, pay yourself first so you're not relying on it being left over. Do a direct transfer to somewhere else. Ideally, a high return savings account in the short term. A term deposit, if it's longer term, that really, really important, useful ways to go. If you're using a high return savings account, be very careful about the terms and conditions. Some have 6 month honeymoon rates where you only get the extra interest for the first 6 months, then it reverts to nothing. Others only give you the interest if you deposit a certain amount per month. Often requires you to put your paycheck in, or sometimes more than $1,000 a month or something like that you've got to put in to get that bonus interest. Be very, very careful with the old teaser rates. They can bring you undone. And again, as Doc said, use a term deposit, use something like that to make it work for you. The thing I would say, if you're saving for a house, you're going to have to save probably six figures in most of Australia. If you're doing that, you may well find that if you have some flexibility about your investing, I think we would say invest that money in shares to make the money work even harder for you. Just be mindful of the volatility. If you've got a drop dead date, you need the money by a certain date, don't put it in shares because we can't know where the market will be by then. But if you're a little bit flexible and you're looking out 3, 5, 7 years, then I would actually say, once you've got a decent amount of money, Doc, if you're going to try and compound it, shares are the best way I know to compound some money to build up that deposit to buy a house.
Yeah, like, I mean, if you're pushing out, like, you know, which probably is the case for many, then you invest in the share market, you basically get returns, compounded returns, and then maybe you sell down some of your shares to actually buy a house.
Yep. Short-term money, though, should always, always, always be in cash. We're massive shares fans, but volatility, market can fall 30% tomorrow or next week or next month or next year. We don't know. You don't know. No one knows. Don't put any money in the market or any volatile investment that you might need in the short term. Generally, for us, that's less than 3 years, fair to say?
Yeah, like anything, I'd say like 2 to 3 years. Like, you know, at 3 year point, I start sort of thinking, like, you know, that I can invest. But yeah, 2 to 3 years is, you know, if you need that, then you definitely don't want it in the market.
Do us proud fools. Save hard, save automatically, find the best rate you can, and build up that deposit. Buy yourself a house, buy some shares, retire in comfort. That's it for this week's Motley Fool Money Hacks. See you next week. Fool on.
Fool on.
The Motley Fool and people appearing in this program may have positions in the companies mentioned. General advice only. Please speak to your financial professional to understand how it may pertain to your situation. Subscribe to the free newsletter at fool.com.au/MMM. The Motley Fool operates under Financial Services License 400691.